Oh, I thought we were going to kiss there. I thought no, so sorry. So that was very presumptuous, and I am sorry, just flustered, embarrassed, academic sounds. I'm sorry. I presumed, and I should not have presumed, and I am embarrassed, and I am apologizing very badly. Where are my sorry, I am sorry. Just so sorry. So no, please don't apologize. It was me. That was all me. I presumed, I leaned, I puckered, and you well, I mean you did lean. No, I well, you did. Which you're perfectly I'm so sorry. It's just that I don't ordinarily do this. I don't kiss people. I mean, I have kissed people, but I was never the instigator, and I instigated, and you didn't want to be. You did. Yes, of course. So sorry again. So sorry. I. It's just this is not an excuse or justification. It's more more me qualifying what happened. Context is everything. And I find you ever so attractive. Just so very attractive. Indeed, I believe it must be illegal to be that attractive. And context, that is essential. That is everything. That is important. So, context for this situation that led to the aborted kiss that was not a kiss. I feel that there is between us, there has been sparkage and banter and looks. Though I felt that we were, but I'm not very experienced in this. The you are awfully attractive, just so attractive. You are so pretty. And I am ridiculously attracted to you, so I wanted to kiss you, and I thought you wanted me to kiss you, so I thought I would break the habit of a lifetime because I've been doing a lot of that lately. Because this is not sedate academic life. This is not what I do. I do not go on adventures. I do not save the world. I do not flirt. I've been flirting with you because you are ridiculously attractive, and I really like you. I made it sound like I was just attracted to you, but I'm not just attracted to you. I am quite taken. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that I am smitten. I am beguiled. I am rather taken with you. And I tried to kiss you, and you didn't want to be kissed. You do want to be kissed by me. By me, obviously not by me. By me. Yes. No. But maybe. So just to clarify, I want to kiss, you want to kiss, so why don't we kiss? So what? What mark? That mark? What about that mark? Oh, of course I was totally paying attention. I was absolutely listening. I wasn't lost I wasn't thinking about you doing hero stuff. Indeed, what is hero stuff? Hero stuff is what you do. You are a hero, and I was distracted. I was slightly. I didn't hear a word. I wasn't listening because I was thinking of you doing stuff, and I gather that I missed something slightly, well, more than slightly pertinent. Oh. Can I just stop you there? Can I just stop you? Because you just use a word in a certain context, which is very interesting in the that thing you said. Sorry, flustered, academic, awkward sound. I don't know. It's just you said love, as in person you love. If you kiss the person you love, and I'm sure there was other stuff coming that was important, but to me that was a bit that was rather important because I tried to kiss you, and so extrapolating data from the it's words, When you say love, do you mean me? You do, so we can't kiss. We can't kiss, but we can do other things. We can hug. So we can't hug. That's a shame. I know. So we can't hug, but perhaps we can. Perhaps we can engage in some frottage. Frottage. That's when you. Oh, you know what it is. So. No? No. Oh, so we can't have any form of carnal contact. Oh. What if it's accidental? Though it wouldn't be accidental. It's, no loopholes? No loopholes. That's rather unfortunate. I find myself rather in the mood for a loophole, a rather limber, flexible, very heroic loophole. And that is... What else did I miss? Oh, so if we do, then, oh, so you're going to catch fire. That's unfortunate. Of course, I do want to make you catch fire, but not literally, just metaphorically, just, you know. So we can't do that, which is unfortunate, and there are no loopholes. Only there is always a loophole, because when I was doing my undergraduate degree, and please don't tell anyone this, I attended a legal class about contracts. I know, the shame, I will never live it down, but it is our secret. Well, I learned something very important, and that is there is always, always a loophole. You just have to be sneaky. And in this particular, this is a little tricky because I do not want you to catch fire, and bollocks. No carnal contact. Eye contact might count. I need you to turn around and stay turned around. So, turn. I'm not going to do anything. Obviously, I am going to do something, but just turn around. You need to turn and you need to face the wall and keep facing the wall. Of course, I am not doing anything because I am not that kind of girl. I'm just talking as I do as an academic. And anything you may picture in your imagination is, of course, not... I am not up to anything. I am indeed a very dusty, very, wet, behind the ears academic. Yes. That is... Oh, fuck. I did not say that word. I meant to say... Something very academic. I know lots of academic words, like... I know words, like... Please and thank you. These are words. So, please do not turn around and thank you for not turning around. That's academic. That's a So academic. And when it's academic, you need to do the academic method. You need to employ the academic. Oh, fucking. Oh, did I say that word? Oh my, that was unfortunate. That is so good. Oh, that feels so unfortunate. Oh. So, henceforth, that's a good academic word. Whence, with, pressure, and vigor, and other words, such as, yes, please, more, yes, I like it. I mean, yes, it is indeed a suitable whole arrangement of academic words in some comprehensible sentence. Fucking. Not containing words of that nature. So this is why I was a little bit distracted, because you are, from a academic point of view, rather lovely. And by lovely, I mean, oh my fucking god, you're hot. You're so hot, but not on fire, because this is not indeed the, oh no. Why am I saying no when I mean yes? I mean, academic something. Okay, so indeed I am done being academic, because I do not want to conclude without you. So I will not conclude, but I really want to conclude with you in a partnership of two, because numbers. One moment and you'll be able to return to your former position of staring at me with those eyes that say things which are rather not academic in nature, but indeed they may be academic in nature. I've said academic a rather lot. Oh, I wasn't meant to do that. Bad idea. Oh, I'm going to dock points for that one. Oh, but it was worth it. Okay, 1 second and I will be dressed, and I am having difficulty doing up buttons. Okay, Okay, wait. That was a mistake. That left me bare-chested. So I do not want you to touch, because fire. So one moment, I will be adequately covered. Okay. So yes, you may turn around. Hello, indeed. Gracious me, that's an interesting expression upon your face. So, no fire. Fantastic. But again, not academic at all. This is so not hack. Oh, don't look at me like that. That's not fair. Oh, that's so fucking hot. That's so fucking hot. So I think that we should break camp, and we should hasten our endeavors to save the world, because then I can touch you, and I nope, that's dangerous. Oh no. Turned on academic sounds. Sorry, so I am going to walk the perimeter. Yes. I don't know what that actually means. I know what a perimeter is, and I know walking, but walk around the perimeter. Yes, I will do that. And when I return, I will assist you in breaking camp, and we can save the world, and then we can fuck up the bad guys in the process. Nice recovery. I am so fucking wet right now, and I'm walking the perimeter, because I'm now an action academic. Oh, the actions. Yes, it's not funny. It's a really nice smile you have there, and oh no, wow, that was very yes. The perimeter. The perimeter. Yes. So, I will return in a bit. Oh, fuck. I mean, fuck up the bad guys! Fuck up the bad guys! Because that's what we do. Because I am an action academic and you are the sexiest thing on the planet! Shit. This might have been a very bad idea.